91X News.
It's 6 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Baxter. Quebec Provincial Police are investigating the suspicious deaths of three children from a family in Drummondville, Quebec. The bodies of two girls aged 2 and 5 and their 4-year-old brother were discovered late yesterday afternoon after police received an emergency call. The mother, who's in her 30s, is in hospital for unknown reasons. Police have still not said how the children died. Over 600 vehicles were stopped this weekend as part of the OPP Ride program. Highway and liquor offenses were enforced as well as 2 suspensions handed out. The OPP want to remind everyone that ride programs will be increased over the next few weeks. If you choose to drink, choose your ride home wisely. The Ontario Superior Court of Justice has ruled that all paraphernalia seized by police from the Hells Angels in 2007 must be returned. The decision comes 18 months after members of the Downtown Toronto Angels chapter were found not guilty of belonging to a criminal organization. Gold rings and belt buckles studded with diamonds were seized, along with club pins, vests, bumper stickers, and a hand-carved grandfather clock. The Crown argued that all items with the club's skull emblem were offense-related property with the power to intimidate. Judge Maureen Forstall ruled the bikers don't need special jewelry or clothing to commit crimes. Ontario high school teachers are expected to reveal their next steps today in an escalating battle with the government Liberals. The union representing the teachers stopped talks last week after the teachers rejected agreements. Ratification votes for the other agreements have been suspended until further notice. The Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation is planning a meeting today to hammer out its next course of action. The union is responding to an anti-strike law that it says has hamstrung its efforts to reach fair agreements with local school boards by putting major restrictions in the way. A CIBC report says Canada has people without jobs and jobs without people. Deputy economist Benjamin Tao says this mismatch in the job market is putting our economic prosperity at risk. The report says the health and science fields, natural resourcing, plumbing, social work, psychology, and even the clergy are among the sectors that still have openings, but not the people to fill them. Officials at Cairo's international airport say a commercial jet on its way to the Syrian capital turned back because of violence near Damascus Airport. The officials said the Egypt Air flight from Cairo was rerouted about 30 minutes after takeoff. The Egyptian officials received word from their counterparts in Damascus that the area near the airport was not safe. Officials spoke anonymously. The Syrian government did not comment. One of the oldest and most famous churches in the U.S. is selling a hymn book published in 1640. ABC's Deidre Bryant with the story.
Members of the Old South Church in Boston have voted to auction off one of its 2 copies of the Bay Psalm book. It's among the first books published in North America, and there are only 11 copies in existence. There was loud opposition, but the vote wasn't even close. The church wants to continue growing its endowment and take care of some critical capital needs. The book is expected to fetch between $10 and $20 million. Members also authorized the sale of 19 pieces of colonial-era silver. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
And the rumors were true. Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, is pregnant. Unfortunately, the wife of Prince William is reporting to be having a rough time. She has a severe form of morning sickness and has been taken to hospital. Whether the baby is a boy or a girl, the child will be behind Prince William in the line to the throne. William is second in line behind his father, Prince Charles. Pope Benedict will start tweeting in 6 languages from his own personal handle on December 12th. Reporter Nicole Winfield says within 2 hours of the announcement, he already achieved nearly 60,000 followers.
The Pope will be actually sending the first couple tweets on December 12th. Obviously, this is a Pope who writes in longhand still. He doesn't carry a smartphone around with him. He will not actually be sending any subsequent tweets himself, but the Vatican stressed that he will have approved absolutely everything that goes out under his name.
The Vatican says the Pope will use a question and answer format in his first tweet, focusing on answering questions about faith in 140 characters or less. Lady Gaga was among the collectors when costumes worn by Michael Jackson were sold at a weekend charity auction. Gaga tweeted that she bought 55 pieces in the sale and plans to keep the items in spirit and love of Michael Jackson. The jacket Jackson was wearing during his bad tour fetched $240,000, while two of his crystal-encrusted gloves sold for more than $100,000 each. That's 91X News to 1205. Christian Olschlegel has sports next.
In a world swamped with a bear market, there's a place where you can enjoy bull market times. Come party like it's 2007 at the newly renovated Thirsty Bull Pub and Patio. Great new menu with daily food specials like 59-cent Wing Wednesdays and Fish and Chip Fridays. Great live music every Friday night and all your favorite sports on the big screen. Forget the bear and get on with the bull. The Thirsty Bull Pub and Patio, 449 Dundas Street West, Belleville.
Good afternoon, I'm Kristen Oschlegel with 91X Sports. Investigators continue searching for answers in last weekend's murder-suicide case involving Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher. Belcher shot his girlfriend, then drove to practice and shot himself in front of his coach and another team official. Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel says he was not aware of any problems Belcher may have had.
When any person has an issue or has problems, if they're not totally honest with you about their issues or their problems, then you cannot give them the correct help.
The Chiefs played the Carolina Panthers yesterday despite the incident. They won 27-21. In NFL Monday night action, the Redskins take on the New York Giants. The Redskins are looking to extend their winning streak to 3 games and continue their quest of reaching the playoffs. A victory would give Washington its first 3-game winning streak since 2008 and improve the team's record to 6-6. The Giants enter the game with an NFC East leading 7-4 record. The Grey Cup champion Toronto Argonauts took another dip into the Montreal coaching staff. They have signed Marcus Brady as offensive coordinator. The 33-year-old served as an offensive coordinator of the Alouettes last season, replacing Scott Chmielewicz, who left the Owls to become head coach of the Argonauts. The former quarterback started his CFL career with Toronto in 2002. Canada will be in the 2015 Rugby World Cup pool with France, Ireland, Italy, and a European qualifier. But first, it has to get past the U.S. in a home-and-away playoff next summer. The draw was held this morning at an art gallery in London. The top 12 teams in the world rankings have already qualified for the 2015 tournament in England. Canada is looking to be one of the 8 qualifiers to join them. The winner of the Canada-U.S. playoff qualifies as America's one, and the loser moves on to a home-and-away series with a South American team to determine who will be America's two. While David Beckham has played his last game for Major League Soccer, he leaves quite a legacy in the U.S. John Klobuchar has the story.
When he signed with the LA Galaxy in 2007, Beckham said his goals were to win and increase awareness of the league. Mission accomplished. He led the Galaxy to back-to-back Major League Soccer championships, the latest one coming Saturday in Beckham's U.S. finale. Since Beckham arrived stateside, MLS expanded almost twofold. New teams sprang up in San Jose, Seattle, Philadelphia, Vancouver, Portland, and Montreal. A number of new stadiums were built. And then there's attendance. Before Beckham, the league's regular season average was over 15,000 per game. This season, it approached 19,000. I'm John Klobuchar.
NHL labor talks will resume tomorrow with a different roster. The key negotiators won't be there, and in their place will be 6 owners and 6 players. Each side will have a limited number of staff or counsel with them. This comes after 2 days of talks last week with the U.S. federal mediators, and they failed to make any progress. That's sports. Here's Lindsay Baxter with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy fog patches this morning with a high of 7. Tonight, remaining cloudy and windy with a chance of showers overnight, the low is 6. Tomorrow, showers beginning early in the morning, but ending towards the afternoon and partly cloudy, the high 12. Wednesday, looking sunny with a low of 0 and a high plus 1. It's currently 12:10 and 6 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Lindsay Baxter with Christian Olschlegel. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.